Well, a fledgling South Bend business got a devastating blow yesterday morning when employees arrived to find thousands of dollars of damage to the building. Even more astounding, it's believed to be the handiwork of a single 19-year-old student reportedly from Notre Dame. Megan Hickey has more on the suspect, Brian McCurran, who was arrested for burglary, vandalism, and underage drinking. And Megan, the destruction is something you really have to see to believe.
Right, Terry. He allegedly used heavy objects like a cement flower pot and tools like a hammer to attempt to bust through every possible entrance. Then once inside, he wreaked havoc on the business itself. And the only reason police were able to make an arrest is because he passed out in the kitchen while snacking on a large amount of Hot Pockets.
He pounded his way in through the wall.
Day Spa owner Sarah Rose Frazier can barely comprehend the damages.
He walked all around the building and picked up about a 100-pound flower pot and threw it into the door, where it has a stained glass window in the middle, and broke that, crawled through there, actually cut himself.
After getting into the porch, McCurran appears to have used a hammer to bore through a wall. Once inside, lamps, mirrors, and bowls were smashed and thrown. He got his hands on a fire extinguisher, and that trail led police upstairs, where McCurran was found asleep.
He went through a half a box of Hot Pockets, ate through that, macaroni and cheese he was warming up in an antique-style oven. Then passed out eating drumsticks on the table where the police found him.
The 19-year-old was still intoxicated the next morning, blowing a .106.
And they were questioning him. They asked him if he had done any drugs, and his response was, "I hope so." I don't think he really comprehended the amount of damage that he had done because he was out of it.
Damages that these ladies are hoping to recover from.
What really burnt me the most was he wasn't apologetic when he came downstairs. You would think